Well, look at this. A snake in the birdhouse.
Oh, yeah. Well, hello, gentlemen.
Hello.
Sorry about last week.
We're just glad you're alive.
Yeah, we're glad you made it.
With the COVID and stuff. But we're back.
Omicron.
I mean, yeah, the Omicron.
I hear it's pretty serious these days.
That used to have like a 98% fatality rate. Remember that?
It's true. And I lived through
it. You survived it.
You're taking it down.
My third time to survive.
Incredible.
I'm basically a superhero right now.
You could
now.
Be immortal.
Yeah, you're not exactly immune because you keep getting it.
Right.
But it can't beat you.
Well,
not so far.
As of now. By the way, Lando walked in here. And he said, because you guys were talking earlier about hot dogs,
mm-hmm.
and that you don't eat them. I don't either.
Yeah.
I don't.
Won't. Stay away from the dog.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's probably been 25 years or
really?
So. Yeah. Yeah.
Not even a dressed up one?
No.
Okay.
I would eat like a brat.
Sure.
But I don't know the difference. Why would I eat a brat and not a hot dog?
That's what I'm trying to figure out.
It's the same thing, right?
Right. Now, I definitely consider the hot dog the lowest common denominator of edible sausages. But I'll eat a hot dog on you. I love hot dogs.
But you won't eat bologna.
No, I will
and
not.
And Lando said they're the same thing.
And they're not.
They're the exact same thing.
They're not. Oh, see, we have the
Hello.
Shift change happening here. They're not the
no,
same
no.
thing.
No, Baldy left. I just sat
You
in
just
chair.
Came over here to yell at me about hot dogs.
How are they not the same thing, though?
What do you mean?
That's what I've heard is they're just like processed slightly different. So they're kind
of... essentially...
They're essentially the same thing.
Yeah.
I put them in the same category, just not the exact same thing.
I trust the hot dog a lot more than I do bologna.
See?
They're both disgusting. So.
Words of a great man. Then there's the...
Lando, do you eat bologna?
Oh, yeah, why not?
100% he eats bologna.
Why not?
I'm familiar.
Do you think he has the face of a man that eats bologna?
Yeah,
he
no, 100%.
Does. And the belly for it.
Right. Do you mess with the patty version of the hot dog? It's like...
I had never heard of that until you brought it up.
It looks disgusting.
It
like
does.
It's kind of, it's like, it's very
but,
jagged.
Again, I would offer up that the parts you're eating in a hot dog are the exact same parts you're getting at a bologna.
There's also only like two brands of hot dog I'll eat. Like I won't mess with the other ones because they're gross.
Are like turkey hot dogs really all turkey?
Yeah, but they're probably like the weird trimmings of turkey.
It's all giblet,
emulsified
like
into
hooves.
Whatever you're eating.
Yeah, beak.
That's what I always was told is that it's hooves.
They just put a bird
hooves.
Into a vat, blend it.
and
I don't know.
Lips and
wing.
It's just not, it's not normal.
It is.
It's already weird enough eating the carcass of a slaughtered animal.
Mm-hmm.
Can't we be more picky about what we actually consume
we should.
Within those animals?
Yes, you're correct.
It's all gross.
It is.
On that front, if the Nathan's Hot Dog Contest told the ticket they needed two guys to replace Joey Chestnut, which two athletes would it be?
EA. Although he didn't perform that well at Ticket Stock.
Within the last month.
I
gotta say, Lando would be up there for me.
Yeah, he's big bologna and hot dog here. So I'll put Lando. Honestly, the Ticker Boys might be my two choices.
I feel like George could power through some, man.
Yeah.
Because Baldy comes from a cattle raising family.
Right. He comes from
Lando and Baldy.
From farm. Yeah. I think the Ticker Boys are my choices. If we have to go full time.
And like EA, sometimes the bigger guys don't really come through in the eating competitions. They just look like they should be able to.
They're not emptying out beforehand. They're not fasting before big contests.
Like Kobayashi and Joey Chestnut are both like lean.
Kobayashi had a six pack.
Yeah.
He was ripped.
Right.
Tiny little guy.
Boy, I miss that guy.
What about Eater X? Was he a small guy too?
He's a large man. Okay. Tim Janus.
Eater X.
Right?
Rachel has a follow-up from a few weeks ago regarding giving up power if it meant the Mavs made it to the finals, which they did, and I assume she gave up power in her house after that storm. What's the biggest sacrifice you would make to the basketball gods for the Mavs to win the NBA finals? And she says, would I not see a Jason Isbell concert for 5 years? Yes. That doesn't bother me. Would Donovan give up going to Vegas for 5 years?
Yeah, he'd do that.
Boy.
100% he'd do that for a Mavs title.
Yeah, I think so too.
Oh, yeah.
Even Vegas.
Yeah, he'd do that for a Mavs title.
Would you give up going to breweries for 5 years?
Damn it. I don't think you could.
I can't because I have to
No.
For the station.
No.
For the station.
You could... They could bring the beer to you, but you just can't show up there at all
for
5 years.
So he can still have craft beers. He
can go to the store, or he can go to the... But you can't go to a brewery.
That seems cheap.
Oh, I'm in for that.
Does regular bar patio count? As in brewery in this
I just can't go to a place where they brew their own beer.
Right.
Okay.
All right. I can.
That seems awfully narrow. You can do that. Yeah, you can do that.
Like, you can sit on a patio and drink the beer that the places brew that they serve at bars.
You can have the exact same beers just at other locations.
Damn it.
You could probably have somebody go pick up, like, if they have an exclusive one that you want
to
try, you can
I'm
go
just trying to think
pick
in my
up
brain,
a growler
what would
for
I
you.
Do on the weekend? I don't know what I would do.
You See would your go kid. To a bar that served beer that the brewery also served. Those are everywhere. You do understand that concept.
I do.
Man, what are you?
5 years, though, for dude.
Matt, to come back. 2-0.
Would you have done it for the Rangers? Would you do it for the Cowboys? Would you do it for...
I would have done it for the Rangers because that's what I wanted to experience more than anything in my sports life.
You're not committed to this, man.
You're not. You don't like any of these teams.
No. When I saw the Mavs win it, I remember it. I got a picture popped up in my memories earlier today because they won it 13 years ago today. Bitch.
All right. Well, this is specifically for you. This is specifically for you, bitch, is that from Eric, my dad loved breweries. Wait a minute. R.I.P.
Oh, no.
R.I.P. Dad.
Whoa.
For Father's Day, I would like to honor him, which is weird, by going to the best brewery in the DFW area. Which one should I go to?
There you go.
He wants to honor his father, who liked beer.
Yeah, his dearly departed father.
By going to the best brewery in town.
I mean, the easy answer is to go get a Matty McKay's at Three Nations.
There he is.
Which is a phenomenal brewery. Mm-hmm. Celestial is up there for me. I go there a lot. False Idol in North Richland Hills. Odd Muse and Farmer's Branch. Those are probably the four I go to the most. And I will tell you, Autonomous Society over there in Cedars on the south side, they're phenomenal. It's a super chill place. The beer is fantastic. So pick one of those five.
Okay. You just can't go for 5 years.
Right.
So you're not going to be there at any of them.
Well, what about Manhattan Project that's also a coffee place? Could I go there?
Yeah, if they have a
if
dual purpose.
If you can only
purpose.
Have coffee.
That'd be a loophole here somewhere.
No, you're out. You're done. It's over.
Yeah, the loophole is you
what
can
about
go,
on
go to a bar.
What about on rotation that brews their own beer but also carries other people's beer if I only drink the other people's
Are
beer?
Are you at a brewery?
Damn it.
Yeah, you're not going to get around this one, buddy.
You're at a brewery. Again.
Well, this doesn't make any sense.
No, it's tough. It's very tough love. Boy, there were a bunch for Donnie, assuming he was coming back today, but they are, one that
I'm good.
One that I do want to ask him, but I think that we should kick around. They asked Donovan, did you see any indicators in Ireland that would lead you to believe that the South Oak Cliff High School would lose to the best 10 Irish basketball players?
I'm going to guess.
There's no way.
Yeah, I'm going to guess he's going to say
would
no.
Lose.
Like the best 10 in the country.
I was looking at
Ireland would get smoked.
Well, because I was looking at their
I think
qualified.
They could beat the Irish Olympic team.
I think we might because they've never qualified. Like, if you go down the Irish qualifiers
right.
for World Games and Olympics in basketball, it's did not qualify, did not qualify, did not qualify, did not try, did not qualify, did not qualify, did not qualify.
How is that? Dude.
They suck.
They just can't get in anywhere. Cause like, it's the British, I feel like, have been in the Olympics a couple of times.
I think so. And they've got guys that are, you know, 6'5", 6'8", 6'9", like
Do
that.
They?
Like, but the Irish? Is that?
Alright, so right now on the current roster, for the Irish national basketball team, they have a dude who's 6'10", two 6'8 players, a 6'7", two 6'6", and everybody else is 6'5 or under. But everybody is 6'1 or taller. And these guys range in age from 22 on the young end to 31 on the high end, 32 on the high end. They have a guy named Paul Dick.
Why are you saying that one?
Well, he was just the first
Paul,
name.
Okay.
So they have Rapolis Boyavidis.
That's the big question is do they have any humans over there of African descent
with like melanin?
right?
I think
maybe look like Dwayne Wade.
Right. I think they might be a little light unless they can get some of Shaq's kids involved.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Okay,
they have
Jermaine O'Neal. Yeah.
They are Irish as it gets. They have a guy named Tawai Badmus,
the national team.
Sean Flood, Lorcan Murphy, James Gormley.
All right, South Oak Cliff would beat him by 50.
Yeah, I think it might be more than that.
Like 50. This
50
isn't
might
even
be
a
the
game.
Spread.
Okay, Birdhouse hypothetical, $2 million for 2 years in jail or 2 years in a coma?
Coma.
Yeah, I'll take the coma.
Nobody's, you know, cornering you in the shower in a coma.
But what if that is eliminated from...
So sans corning?
From prison.
Yeah. You may get beat up a couple of times, but you're not going to get sexually assaulted.
But you're going to end up in some gang that's affiliated
and you
with
have
some
to go
race
through
tensions.
It. In a coma, you wake up and you think
I'm in
one
the future.
Second went by.
Yeah.
Plus you get the time travel, in
right.
a sense. For $2 million, plus could be Kelly LeBrock for your nurse.
And there's going to be news stories
Hot
about
Kelly
you because you woke
not
up.
The new one.
Prison doesn't sound good at all. Very few things would I choose over.
Wait a minute. Let's go back to Matt. So in the film, what was it? We've talked about it before. Steven Seagal, like at close range
or
above the law. Yeah, it's always three words with an antecedent in the middle. You think that most people that wake up from comas have a supermodel sitting there looking at them right when they wake up.
Yeah.
I think it's possible. Hard to Kill was the name of it.
Hard to Kill. That each coma patient is greeted by a smoking hot supermodel who is not only really into them in their coma state, but ready to go with them for the rest of their lives.
To make use of that bed.
I think it's possible.
I don't.
There's some really hot nurses out there, and they're not all with man.
No.
They're also not into coma people.
Right.
But she takes care of you every day.
But
that's going to be a deterrent, if anything. She's been scraping your sleep off of you.
When you wake up and you talk to her, she's like, wow, this is a really nice guy, and I've already been caring for him.
No. She's seen too much.
He thinks it's probably 50-50 that
he does. He 100% does.
How does she know you're nice? You're in a coma.
Right.
Right when he walks up. He's like, oh, God, I'm
for
tired.
For 10 seconds.
Oh,
she
then the first thing he's like, oh, God, baby.
Right. And
no,
you're going to wake up and scare whoever in the room is away anyway.
I'd wake up like, what? And she'd be like, it's 2026. You've been in a coma. I'd be like, I have $2 million.
It's not a bad way to start, though.
Can I take you
That's
out
it. First words. I have $2 million.
I just collected my $2 million.
I know that I have two-year-old dragon breath, but I do have
right, hey.
But I have $2 million.
I'm rich.
Yes.
You ever thought about quitting your job?
It's not a bad starting point.
You've already seen what I'm working with.
And the last one, back to hot dogs. If eating 10 hot dogs in a hot dog eating contest could guarantee the Mavs win the series, could you do it? Could you eat 10 hot dogs? And there's obviously a time limit.
Man. Right.
Let's say 10 in 10 minutes.
I think I'd choke to death.
Buns included?
Yeah. Have to.
Man, I would try.
I'd give it a...
For the Mavericks, I would try.
Assuming that I don't choke to death, I think I could find a way.
Chew a little bit better. You don't
have
to swallow it whole.
Yeah, but I have tiny esophagus. That's a thing.
Oh, I forgot about that. You do have tiny esophagus.
That type of eating would be a very high risk for choke.
I think I could get 8 for sure. The last 2 would be difficult. I think I would have trouble.
I agree. I think the last 5 would be a freaking nightmare.
Yeah, it'd be real difficult because it's going to get real rich, salty,
wet. The buns. I can't. It's gross.
All right.
All right, boys.
Thank you, Corby.